sleeping, just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while mother lies sleeping. Mother's not dead, she's only asleep, just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while mother lies sleeping.
Thank you so much. Well, that's an old classic from the early first days of bluegrass as we know it, written and sung by Lester Flatt and Bill Monroe. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm looking out across the crowd, and I'm so thankful that we have places to play like this, auditoriums. I remember when primarily we work, and then what we would refer to, if we wanted to be politically correct, we were playing nightclubs. But when we get in the car going home, we come away from a beer joint. That was one of the songs they liked best of all, though. The later in the day it got, the more they liked to hear that song. Yeah, you know, sometimes you do it two or three times. I got a little tired of it, much as I liked the song. So we'd wait about 11:30 or 12 midnight, and somebody would want to hear it. So we'd say, all right, here you go. Mother's not dead. She's only in Cleveland. And they liked it just as good. They didn't know the difference. Oh, they'd hug each other while we were singing, you know. Uh-oh, y'all know what I'm talking about? Look at it. Anyway, we did a gospel set over at the Creekside, but we'd like to do you maybe one or two while we're here. It's still Sunday. That's still an acapella number, all right? This is one we kind of dug up and shook the dust off of. Haven't been doing it in a long, long time. And one of my favorite spiritual numbers that we've recorded over the years. And Alan Johnson, Darren Beasley, Jamie Daly, and myself.
Don't have a stand back
Give me
here.
A key. Where's your song, buddy?
Steve. Was it Steve?
Give me a seat.
Yeah. Maybe some of you folks will remember this one here. One called Babylon's Falling to Rise No More. It's on page 126 if you have a book.